Hi there, guys. Vinny Chopra is back. I hope you're loving the content that myself and my team is putting out every day, every single day that is posting in the podcast, Apartment Syndication Made Easy, my two live shows. Remember, I have 9 a.m. Abundance Mindset with Vinny Chopra and Goalter, my partner, on Thursday morning at 9, which goes into 14 live channels every week. And then Friday, I do Vinny and Bo show with my brother, my good friend, Bo Eckstein, at 9 a.m. on Friday, every day, every week. And then I've been in Morocco, as you know, for 21 days. So I missed it, but no worries. We are back. And then, of course, this show and the two books that I've written on Amazon Top Seller. So please look into those things and my YouTube channel and LinkedIn channel and TikTok and Facebook and, you know, everywhere, right? But we have a great guest here. Andy's here. And Andy Gersak, is that right? Yeah. If I pronounce it right. Yeah.
It's good. And, yeah, that's good enough. It's correct. Yeah. It's almost there.
You know, Andy's right there near Chicago and Indy. And he's the founder of All City, adjusting licensed public adjusting firm. Andy Gersak, you know, immigrated to America from Poland with his parents at the age of nine, young age, after working in the construction industry, more specifically fire restoration. We're going to talk about that today because one of my apartment got burnt right after I bought it, one section of it in Atlanta, Georgia. Andy discovered his true calling, public adjusting. So guys, today we're going to talk about public adjusting. We're going to talk about who benefits when you get a public adjuster like Andy hired on your payroll, who is able to negotiate on your behalf with the insurance companies and all, as I know a little bit, but we'll dig deeper into it. And what kind of claims can be public adjuster help with? And again, you know, is using public adjusting a good idea? How much, this costs, you know, what percentage of the claim and all that? And then what does a public adjuster do? And what is public adjuster? So it's going to be fantastic. Hold on to your seats if you're driving or if you want to come back to this episode and really listen in, because this is going to help you. Because everybody comes calamities, hurricanes, Harvey. Near Houston, I had how many 14 properties there, right? And with this Harvey, some got flooded. Oh my gosh, I'll share with you, Andy. And then, of course, in Atlanta. Brother, welcome. Andy, how are you? Tell me, what's your superpower?
I'm good, Vinny. Thank you for having me. I want some of your energy, whatever you're drinking, Vinny, I want. My superpower, you know, just live life to the fullest, you know, enjoy every day.
I love that, brother. That's what I'm trying to do. I'll be 71. A lot of people know that. 71, August 27th this year. I love chocolates. Anybody, you know, hey, dark chocolate? I'm just kidding. You got to have fun in life, brother, right? You got to be enthusiastic and have abundance mindset like I was talking about. So I get up in the morning like this without coffee and I go to bed at after 17 hours, just like this. I know. But tell me more about public adjusting, why it's so important, a partner, that every businessman needs when there is a claims, you know, big claims, fire, damage, and other things. Tell us more about you. Yeah,
of course. And now, even now, more than ever, and going forward, it's only going to be more that you need a public adjuster on your side. Seeing the articles that are coming out of Florida after the hurricane and everything that's going on there, and insurance adjusters underpaying claims, and you know, desk adjusters switching their estimates. There's just so many articles and so much coming out that's shining light on the insurance industry, that it's only going to promote more of, hey, needing a public adjuster. And a public adjuster is a private adjuster. It's someone that's working for you on your behalf. It's advocating for you against your insurance to get you the max settlement, right? And work you through that whole claim. They represent you. They do all the discussions with the insurance company. They do the negotiations. They present the entire case. And the claim process is just, you know, it's double the time. It's going to go much quicker. You're going to get a much bigger return. You know, it's less stress for the client. And the most important is you're going to get paid. You know, we're seeing clients call us getting denied after months of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. It's just getting out of hand. So,
for sure, for sure. And, you know, as the owner of many, many businesses and, of course, almost 8,500 units, I mean, you know, the things really get antsy. Like I bought that 267 units in Atlanta, like I was mentioning, and just after third month, somebody left the hibachi or whatever in the back and went to office, caught the fire in the backyard, and then burned that unit and all 8 units.
Wow.
Brand, just the property I just purchased, you know, after 3. So it was a turmoil, brother. I mean, I can just tell you, it took me 2 years to rebuild it back.
Wow.
And then, you know, and all that. So tell us, when should somebody employ somebody like you? And how should somebody look into? Because I got 10 calls when they found out smoke in the thing and, you know, some news fell out, you know, over there in Atlanta, then public register started to call me. So how can somebody get a good one? Tell us that.
Yeah,
what should we look for?
Yeah. You know, always the best thing is word of mouth recommendation. Hey, does anyone in your group that you're in and Facebook group or something, have you ever dealt with a public adjuster, anyone you can recommend? Other than that, if you Google public adjusters, you know, we come up pretty much on in every state on top with our rankings on all our offices and all the reviews. So if you do your due diligence, you'll find a good PA. But you also have to remember that not each PA is made equal in terms of some PAs handle maybe storm claims, some do water, some do large rights. Like we specialize in large loss. So that fire you had in Atlanta, that's our specialty. Large fire, large water losses, commercial losses. Majority of our clients are investors, our landlords, our business owners. We do, you know, 90% of that, and then 10% maybe homeowners, right? So that's kind of our specialty. Where majority of PAs might be doing smaller claims and might be doing homeowners claims. So it's kind of knowing that. And you have, and the reason why is a business owner's policy or landlord policy is much different and much more complicated than, for example, a simple residential homeowner's policy.
For sure, for sure. And, you know, I do want to tell my audience that the beauty is that the percentage that we paid, I paid, you know, to the public adjuster, in my case, at two places in Texas and in Georgia, they were able to negotiate higher amounts. So actually, their commissions actually doesn't cost any money. Let me just say
That's exactly you just nailed the nail, perfect what you just said. That's the honest truth, that the fee gets covered, because people always get worried, who else pays the fee? Well, you do. It gets paid out of your claim, but you cannot. If you have a good PA, you could pay that. The PA can charge you 50%, and trust me, you'll be in a much better spot than you are if you were without it. It's just like a good tax account. If you pay him, you know, $5,000, but he saves you $50 compared to a tax account that you paid $500, but he saved you only a couple hundred. You know, you have to have a good team, especially as if you really want to grow your portfolio like you did, Vinny, or people want to grow their portfolio, want to be serious about investing, then you need those right people. You know, the attorneys, the agents. You have to have a good PA. You have to have a good PA on your team as well.
On your team, definitely, definitely. Now, let me also mention on the other side, brother, when I did the contracting out, then after we found out the scope of work and all that, maybe you could kind of take us through that. Then I start getting bids. Now, the bids were telling me, hey, we'll pay the public adjuster.
Yeah.
So that happens too, isn't it?
Well, you have to understand, like, if we settle a claim for $1 million, you know, our insured's getting the work done, or he's got, you know, he's probably getting the work done for $600,000, $700,000 or less. You know, our fee is covered. He's got money left over to invest in more properties. Again, and what we tell our clients is it's not fraud. It's not illegal.
No.
It's, if you're owed it, they just don't want to pay you that, right? Because if they can underpay your claim, that's what they want. So just because we get you a larger settlement, there's nothing that you did wrong. This is the money you were owed. They just weren't going to pay it. And they were going to get away with it. And it's legal. And everyone, you know, it's fine. Everyone kind of, you know, dusted under the rug and people move on. When we come in and we negotiate and sell these large settlements, and it's just like, wow, holy crap, we're getting a lot of money. Of course, you were owed it. You just, no one ever told you about it.
Yeah, so true. So true what you're saying. You know, many times calamities can really, like I just got, I think hurricane came through my property. I got a brand new roof. What? At Cape Coral, I just built it in 2020, brother. It's 2023. Yeah. And now I got a brand new roof. And also the vegetation and all the gardening things that we lost and all that, you know, we're going to be getting it back.
And so you're right. And Vinny, that's why you pay premiums for, right? You know, it's nice that to know, hey, I had a loss. Now I'm going to get paid. It's going to work out well. And I'm going to be in a really good position, if not even better. But this is what you pay premiums for. People always kind of worry, like, well, if I file a claim, will they raise my premiums? Will they drop me? Maybe I don't want to file a claim. Why? This is why you have insurance. You pay all these premiums on all these properties. Then why do you have insurance? This is what insurance was meant for.
So true. So true. So give us into some sample, if you don't mind, where you were fighting with the insurance company and for your client. And then you were, tell us.
Well, right. I'm in a good mood. Right before we just jump on this call, we had a call. This is a mutual insurance company. I won't say the name. A large property. Actually, this is in Indiana, burnt down. The adjuster came out. He was around $750, I think. But he told the insured, like, this is kind of out of my range, realm. So he wrote up. He was around $750. We just got a call from the adjuster right before your the show, and they just sent out a check for $1.4 million. In addition to what he got for 1.4, and that's the actual cash value. So there is a lot more, and we're not even done. We're going to be around 3 million when we're done. So,
oh my gosh. And the adjuster from the insurance company said, let's settle it for 750.
He was around 750. And he said, this is kind of out of my realm. This is too much. This is really large loss. I'm just going to write up really quick what I see. Now, most clients, they would take that, or they would call a restoration company. They'll do the work, whatever. Yeah, he's getting they just sent a check for 1.4.
And it's not done yet. It's not done.
No, ERV, no, there's going to be another 1.4, 1.5, so.
On top of it, on top of it, brother. Yep. Hey, guys, I'm just telling you, I mean, please spread the great word about Brother Andy. I mean, you know, the thing is, you got a good team player. Why I've done so well? Coming from $7 in my pocket, coming to this country in a dream to close to a billion, and I'm into my next billion now, which is, it's going to be fantastic. 10 more years, I'll be 81 then. But the key thing is, you've got to have the right attorneys. You've got to have the right CPAs. You've got to have the right brokers. You've got to have the loan brokers. You've got to have public adjusters like Andy and great, great people in your team, because that's what it's all about. You got to run your business like a business.
That's exactly it, Vinny. And props to you coming to this country with $7. I know so many stories like that. And this is a great country that, we came, everyone had two suitcases, you put your whole life in two suitcases, you come here and it's a dream. This is the country that you could do it. So
let me take you to that place, if you don't mind. You came from Poland, and take me back, how hard it was, right? It was very hard for me. I came here with $7. I sold Bibles and encyclopedias and cookbooks door to door, 13 hours a day, knocking on doors around Atlanta, Georgia, actually. It's so interesting. I sold books there, knocking on doors. Then I ended up buying $18 million property in the same neighborhood.
Wow. How old were you, if you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you came?
I came 46 years back, brother. 46, 47 years back. So I'm 71. So I was 24.
So if your listeners don't understand, you came at 24. I came at age 9. So for me, it was easier because you're younger, you can learn the language. For someone that comes in your age, 24, it's hard to pick up another language. It's much harder than for a 9-year-old. So that you did it and you sold door to door. I mean, that's just, that's impressive.
I had such thick accent, nobody could understand me. So I'll knock on the door and they say, what? Just come on in,
that's the best. I mean, that's impressive. Wow.
No, it's been, the kindness of the people of the South. I want to really say thank you to them, really, who I am today, a salesperson. I'm a mechanical engineer, but I put the engineering back in the box to 46 years back, literally, and did George Washington University MBA in marketing. I just loved the sales and everything and all. And that's what I've been in 46 years now, with the grace of God, you know. But let's talk about, you know, what motivates you? Let's see if we could just kind of get into that side, the human, and what do you do for great activities and all?
Yeah. You know what? I was fortunate, Vinny, I was fortunate that we grew up middle class. We had everything. We never had too much, never had too little. We had everything. My parents worked really hard, factory jobs and busting their butts to get us to where we are. I always had this kind of itch of, let's do more. I want to do more. I want to do more. And when I went into the dealership business, there was a mentor. I was a training program. The gentleman was Dwayne Luckett. And he was the first one that introduced me to sales and books and investment. Like, I just remember even giving him a handshake and how firm his handshake was and the gold like brace. He just kind of introduced me to money and not be afraid of money, that it's not, you know, where we grew up in this, hey, the more money you have, you become, you know, evil or you're bad. Where he was like, listen, all money does is just depends what whose hands it touches. Because if it's a good person behind it, he's gonna do good things with the money. And if he has a lot of it. So he kind of introduced me to all that, and then and from there, it was just, I was like, okay, well, you know, let's go. I had my goals, I had my dreams, and just never stopped.
I love it. And, you know, can I just say, read it in your bio? I was saying, you know, and your dad, your family's motto, you grew up with, if you are going to do something, do it right or don't do it. I love that. I love it. I love that. Because we should be really looking at the customers, the prospects and investors and everybody with the kindest heart, and make sure we are serving. The serving, the gratitude has to come in everything we do, because then only the outcome is great. And that's what you're saying there, you know, going to do it something right, do it. And then I love it at the bottom. You said, passionate that no one should be discriminated against because of their gender, race, and any other reason. And he works hard to make sure his clients get what they truly deserve from their claims. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, we see it. You know, you see it a lot in different, more poverty areas or in different areas with different race. You see that the insurance companies treat the client differently, right? So even that makes it even more of a like a personal issue. Like, hey, no, that's not going to fly, right? Because it's you know, it's 2023. None of that stuff should come into play, right? If a person's insured, no matter who he is or what color they are or where they live, they had insurance. If they had insurance, you own for it. He shouldn't be going through a different. That person shouldn't be going through a different process. Or, you know, or delay in a claim process just because of, you know, his status. So.
So true. So true. If you would like to, and it's up to you, like maybe give a range to the audience, what percentage of the claim it might be costing, not costing, but investing. It's going to come back anyway in the returns.
Yeah.
So what percentages, if you want to throw some light
on course.
That? Yeah.
Our fee for standard claims across all the states we work in is 10%, right? And then we have a sliding scale that when we work with investors, large loss, it goes down. So that 10%, as that claim goes up, our percentage goes down. And then if we come in and you called us and said, hey, you know, I got my claim denied, or maybe we got underpaid, we might charge a higher percentage based on whatever else we can get our client. Those are more complex claims. The claims that come in months after, years after, that been delayed, denied, that is a little bit more work. So
beautiful. It's been such wonderful to have you, Andy. What would you like to say towards the closing comments, and how can people reach you?
For you, your listeners, I'll leave them with my cell phone. They can call me, they can text me. My number is 708-655-4186, and that's my cell phone. They can email they can email me at andy@alphityadjusting.com, and don't be afraid to call or email us or text us. You can find us online at All City Adjusting. You can find all our articles, get educated, call us for a free claim review to look at your policies. I mean, we do all that free for clients. You know, clients call us all the time and say, Do you guys look at policies or how much you guys charge or how? Nothing. It's free. Yeah. I have no problem looking at all your policies because we know that at least if something does happen, you'll remember about us and we have a, we create a relationship right there.
Like that, like that. Again, I want to say www.allcityadjusting.com. I love the name. It's so good, you know, All City Adjusting. And, you know, please reach out and look at the links below. And it's been such a pleasure to have you, Andy. And God bless you and keep on saving millions of dollars for all the great owners in real estate and everybody. And again, thank you guys, everybody watching us or listening on the podcast, Spotify, everywhere. My team does a great job. God bless you. Make it happen today. Make it happen. Again, I am doing 506C fund. I just started $100 million fund. I raised $25 million in one day at the Ritz-Carlton in Los Angeles last week. And I've got two family offices ready to give me $25 million each. That's $75 million raised out of just started. But well, the PPM is just getting ready and all that. But the key thing is it's a 506C. I can talk about it. So if anybody's looking to really diversify and invest passively, accredited investors only, reach out to Vinny Chopra and my team and we'll get you in. And then also my study, my course and my university, I'm teaching, you know, so many hundreds of people. That's not my core business, but I have put all my heart into my university for only $997. You will get all my worksheets, everything I've designed over 16 years in silver on a silver platter and the whole online course that I have put together. So thank you for watching. God bless you. And we'll see you soon in the next episode.